Today, the Obama administration announced new policies designed to treat immigrant detainees in a more humane manner. Homeland Security arrests almost 400,000 immigrants each year for violating immigration laws. Most are kept in jail while the government tries to deport them. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling has been reporting for years about how many of those immigrants are held in harsh conditions, and he joins us now to talk about these new policies. Hello, Danny.
Hi, Michelle.
Can you tell us about these new policies?
Maybe here's the biggest news of the day. Janet Napolitano said they're going to stop locking up a lot of these detainees in regular jails and prisons, and instead they're going to detain them in places like former hotels. Here is an excerpt of what she said at a press conference this afternoon.
This is a system that encompasses many different types of detainees, not all of whom need to be held in prison-like circumstances or jail-like circumstances, which not only may be unnecessary, but more expensive than necessary.
Now, you mentioned hotels. Are they considering other kinds of facilities as well?
Well, perhaps former nursing homes, things like that. The main problem is that up until now, government officials have detained pretty much all the immigrants in this system as though they're desperate, violent criminals. You know, and the fact is the government says only about 6% of these detainees have ever been convicted of a violent crime. And many of the others have lived decent, peaceful lives. They've lived in the U.S. for years. They have jobs. They've raised families.
And the people who are upset with the current detention system, are they saying it needs to be fixed not just because of the way people are housed, but also because of the expense of keeping so many people behind bars?
The expense, you know, it's interesting. Immigration advocates have argued for years, and government investigations have shown this. Press exposés like our own NPR have showed this, that one of the basic problems with the system is it's very inhumane. I mean, I visited jails where the immigrants are crowded together in triple bunk beds. They fall out of the bunk beds and get seriously injured. I investigated cases where guards were beating up immigrants while they were handcuffed purely out of sadistic pleasure. But today, Janet Napolitano never actually came out and said, hey, folks, we need to change this system because it is so inhumane in so many ways. She kept talking about more effective safety, cost. Maybe she was playing to the very, you know, hardline immigration groups to show she's not soft. But the point is, they're going to start classifying which immigrants are a flight risk and which are violent and which are not. And that's most of them. Most are not violent, no record of violence. And they're going to try to find, you know, better places to put them rather than detention centers like jails and prisons.
And is it more likely that women, children, juveniles will be more likely to end up in these new facilities?
Absolutely. And Napolitano said they're going to look at something else and they'll give us the details in the coming months. What about not detaining these people at all? What about using ankle bracelets, electronic ankle bracelets? What about systems that have proven to work in regular criminal courts where you report to a parole officer, you know, every other day or once a week? They're going to try to do things like that, too.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Daniel Zwerdling.